Which was a week or so ago to get my ID badge. I assume that was by Super Mall.
Welcome to the September 26, 2012 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. First item on the agenda is roll call. Commissioners present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Maddox, Commissioners Chase, House, Luce, ex officios Buffington and McClintock. Second item on the agenda is consent agenda. We have excusal of absences. We have Commissioners Eckley and Jensen called in. We have approval of minutes for the September 12, 2012 meeting, and we have administrative approvals. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, I move approval of consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, that's fine. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, okay. Third item on the agenda is design review. Item 3A is 908 North Ainsworth, garage demolition. Ms. Witanowicz, would you please join us at the table? And we will begin, I believe, with the staff report. Is that correct?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is at 908 North Ainsworth in the North Slope District. This is a retroactive application for the removal of an existing detached garage that was located on the property. The bungalow was built in 1907 and is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. By way of background, on June 25th, 2012, the City of Tacoma Public Works was issued a warrant of abatement for the garage because of deterioration in rot, resulting in a declaration of public nuisance. Over the time period, approximately from March of this year through August 31st, notices of enforcement public nuisance corresponding to other meetings with the homeowner concluded in an abatement decision issued by the City of Tacoma Superior Court Judge Chuchkov. A list of activity and dates in the nuisance code enforcement is enclosed with the application. There's quite a packet of paper you can see there. On September 4th, 2012, code enforcement staff submitted an application to the Landmarks Commission for the demolition of the garage on behalf of the owner. And I met with code enforcement staff and went through that application process. It was the city's intent to have the garage removed following approval by the Landmarks Commission. At the time, I believe the city was going to take action on the property, and so we were pending the Landmarks Commission review on that. The application was scheduled for review on the September 12th meeting of the Landmarks Commission. However, on September 5th, staff was notified that the owner went ahead and demolished the garage himself without obtaining permits. And it's not in the staff report, but I made the decision at that time to pull it from the agenda until we had further clarification on what exactly had happened. According to Sandborn Mass and aerial photos, which are also included in the packet, the garage was built sometime between 1912 and before 1931. It had a hip roof, as you can see from the photos in the packet, and retained a sliding track door. Staff analysis, the Landmarks Commission has the jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to the building. As an accessory structure in the North Slope Historic District, demolition was reviewed as a normal certificate of approval, meaning that it's not treated as a full demolition review. Item two, the home on the property is historically significant as a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. It was constructed in 1907. The detached garage is a secondary accessory structure that appears to be of similar age as the main home, noting above that after 1912. As part of the North Slope, the property is located or listed on the Tacoma, Washington, and National Registers of Historic Places. For the local historic overlay, garages and other accessory structures are not inventory and are treated in the code with less protection of principal structures on the lots, such as houses. The commission has approved several garage removals and replacements in the past for various reasons, poor condition, too small in size. However, this garage was listed as a contributing structure in the National Register nomination. I just note that as the only historical analysis we have of the garage, but it's not, that National Register document doesn't have standing for the North Slope Historic District local overlay. Four photographs from the exterior of the garage show a significant amount of deterioration to the roof structure, and the interior condition is unknown, or was unknown. Staff recommends adoption of the above analysis findings and recommends retroactive approval of the demolition by the commission.
Ms. Matanowicz, do you have anything that you would like to present or contribute over and above the staff report?
Members of the commission, my plan was just to hand out, this kind of shows a summary of the actions, and then talk a little bit about next steps. So it'd be really great.
That's fine.
Okay. As Ruben went over, let me take a step back. I'm Lisa Watanowicz, and I supervise the code enforcement section, which is part of Public Works. And we were the ones that took this building as a nuisance complaint because of the condition of the garage structure. As you can see, went through a process to notify the owner. The owner was granted various extensions. We try to be, you know, reasonable and consider, you know, time and money. When it was clear that the person was not making any, or the owner was not making any progress, we actually went to court and obtained a warrant for the demolition of the structure. But as Ruben said, when we went to get our demolition permit and go through the process with this body, it was discovered that it was removed. Ruben and the staff and community and economic development, we've been working together and trying to make sure our processes are better aligned. So as it relates to this property, we will go back to the court. The city incurred some costs to get an asbestos survey. We incurred some legal costs, some staffing costs for inspection. And so we go back to court, and the court orders that those be paid by the owner. So they will have to cover those costs. We also, in working with Ruben over the last year, every time we set up a code enforcement case, one of our part of our research that we do is is a building on the historic register itself, or is the property in a district? So we do that research. The gap that we hope to fill that didn't happen here was in the notice. We talked about the owner, you know, requiring them to get necessary permits. We didn't specifically say coordinate with the historic preservation officer. So that's something that we're going to get in our notices, so it's clear that that's a step they have to go through. We will also be coming back to the commission. Again, we've been working with Ruben over the past year on some changes to what is basically the equivalent of the existing building code in Tacoma, and addressing some of the council concerns, and I think the historic preservation office concerns about making sure that if we get to the point of something going to a dangerous building hearing, like in the case of the Luzon or something, that we there's some flexibility in the requirements of right now. When we go to a dangerous building hearing, it says you have to bring the whole building up to current codes, and that's very costly. So we worked with Ruben on some wording that says, you know, the fact that it is historic may be considered, and, you know, there may be some lesser requirements in terms of bringing it up to current code. And then, and we're going to bring these in a couple weeks on October 10th, so we'll get you the information ahead of time. The other thing we're working on, if you look at the notice we sent out, it really talks about resources for people, like, you know, if they have issues around litter and debris. But we want to work with Ruben on some resources, like here's the, you know, information how you get your property on the historic list. I mean, so some things that are more relevant to building resources and get that going. So again, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and just appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much. At this time, I would open up the floor to commissioners' comments and questions.
So just my understanding is that, to Ruben primarily, I guess, I mean, the process actually worked fairly well with regard to your office and code enforcement. It was just the sort of random act of the property owner that intervened here, right?
Between code enforcement and the historic preservation office, I mean, we were in communication on when the action to remove the garage, when that was course action the city was going to take, we were queuing up for the permits and the landmarks commission review and so forth. The questions, I mean, the owner is generally required, when the city does actions like this, to obtain all necessary permits, and he didn't. But at the same time, I think, as Lisa and I have discussed, that in the future, besides just saying that, kind of parsing that out a little further, because this is an historic district, just to make sure that's an obvious step that someone has to take. In this particular case, I mean, he hasn't gotten his permits, and we're taking care of that because, well, we're not taking care of it. We're going through the procedural steps we need to go through because this was a city-ordered action. And so, yes, I think that as far as our coordination worked out, it worked well. What we're trying to do, I think, improve is some of our information stuff now.
Other comments and questions? If there are none, I would entertain a motion. Don't make me appoint someone.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the retroactive demolition of the garage at 908 North.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the demolition, retroactive approval of demolition at 908 North Ainsworth be approved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion passes. I assume there was no discussion on the motion. Sorry, jumping ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item 3B is 901 North K, North Slope, retroactive windows and door application. Kevin, is it pronounced Luganville?
That's exactly.
Okay, very good. We'll begin with a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is 901 North K Street in the North Slope Historic Review District. Built in 1892 and designed in the Queen Anne style, this house is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. And the current proposal is a retroactive application to remove and replace three windows and one door on the upper rear level, downslope side as follows. Removal of one non-historic slider tech window on the rear elevation and replace with one double-hung wood-clad Marvin window in the existing opening. The removal and replacement of one non-historic window and replacing with traditional style is appropriate and exempt normally from design review. Full design review would be an administrative approval. Item 2, removal of one rear side and one rear hung double windows and replace with two double hung wood clad Marvin windows in the existing openings. And then item 3, removal of one second level rear non-historic door, replace it with a metal 9-light gelled wind door. The existing door opening is covered until a second story deck and stairway was installed after design review and approval by the commission in 2008. And just to note, in the staff report, there's a file photo from the 2008 review that shows prior to that deck being put on the house. And you can actually see the slider and the existing windows. Standards, North Slope Historic Special Review Guidelines, number 6, exterior materials. Goal, to use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. Buildings in the North Slope neighborhood were sided with shingles or with black horizontal siding various widths. Subsequently, a few compatible brick or stucco-covered structures were constructed, although many later uses of these two materials do not fit the character of the neighborhood. Additions to existing buildings should be sided with material to match or be compatible with the original or existing materials, and new structures should utilize exterior materials similar to those typically found in the neighborhood. In item 7, rhythm of openings, goal is to respect the patterns and orientations of door and window openings as represented in the neighboring buildings. Typically, older windows have doors and transoms that match the head height of the adjacent windows. Doors also tended to be paneled or contain glazed openings. Windows are vertically oriented. large or thoughtful expanses of glass are created by ganging two or more windows into series. Most windows are either single or double hung, with a few casement windows being incorporated into the designs. Many of the buildings have upper sash articulated into smaller panels, either with mounting bars, leaded glazing, or arches. And most older windows were also surrounded with substantial pieces of trim or window head trim. Staff analysis. Item 1, the home on the property is historically significant as a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. It was constructed in 1892. As part of the North Slope, it is listed on the Tacoma, Washington, and National Registers of Historic Places. And I should note that I'll be remiss if I don't mention it's a Ballard design building for Alan C. Mason, and it apparently was one of the 12 apostles for the city, or 12 Alan C. Mason buildings that were built, so it's a pretty significant residence. And it's been featured in, I think it's in the walking tour for the North Slope as well. So, quite a house. Item 2, the Landmarks Preservation Commission has jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve changes to this building, including new construction per TMC 1305.047, prior to those changes being made by virtue of the status as a city landmark. Item 3, the removal and replacement of one slider-style window with a traditional-style window and the one non-historic door replacement are exempt from full design review, normally, to say, per the administrative design review bylaws. Item 4, the removal and replacement of two original double-hung windows was completed without review by the Preservation Commission as required by TMC 1305.047. Since the installation, the owner has applied for the building permit and the current design review application. Item 5, a retroactive proposal to remove existing windows and install wood-clad windows does not appear to meet North Slope Historic Special Review Guideline number 6 for exterior materials, as read into the record. Item 6, the installation of a traditional style of double-hung windows in the existing original openings does appear to meet guideline number 7 for rhythm openings, also read into the record. Item 7, the two windows are located on the rear side, or side rear and rear elevations, which may appear to reduce the visibility of the windows from the right of way. However, because the home is located on the corner, the side and rear elevations are more visible to the street. Item 8, the commission has approved fiberglass wood clad windows on rear elevations. Recommendation, staff recommends the approval of the analysis of findings and recommends approval of the retroactive application by the commission.
Mr. Lupinville, do you have anything that you'd like to add over and above the staff report?
No.
Okay. At this time, I would like to open up the discussion to comments and questions from commissioners.
I guess if I could say something, that I would apologize for not taking the proper steps that I should have taken to get board approval and proceed the proper way. So just to let you know, in the future, I'll be complying.
Okay, thank you.
Do the original windows that were removed, the two, do they still exist, or have they been trashed?
I would say that two of them do. They might exist. They might be picked up. But this morning I seen both of them.
So the two originals, not the slider and so forth, but
correct,
they're still on the property as far as you're aware.
I'd say the yes. You know, they're windows. No. Window frame or window seals, you know, they're still up there, you know. So basically, there are two pieces of glass with wood surrounding on each side, times two, that come out of a window. So your traditional window would be hung, and these were just taken out, left the frame in, so...
I think I know what you're asking. Are you asking the? I think the, if I'm correct, the commissioner is asking: is the are the sashes that were taken out? Are these? Do you still have them? The actual set, the moving sash pieces when they were taken out, or do you still have those anywhere, or are they gone?
I guess I'm not totally understanding the question, but
When you replace the put the Marvins in,
yeah,
and when you put it, it's their insert windows, right?
Correct.
So when you pulled, so you had to pull the sashes out, the upper and lower sash on the two older windows. Are those once you took those out, did the installer toss the old sashes, or are they still? Did you store them somewhere, like save them?
And I guess I should probably be more educated on you know, the sash, that's the area that goes around the glass.
Correct.
Yeah, I still have those on my property.
Okay.
Not in my on it, physically on my property, but not in my house.
Yeah, they're just like in the basement or something like
that. Outside. Yeah.
And what's the condition of those sashes?
You say sashes, you know, they've been weathered. I mean, so basically air, you know, water comes through those areas.
I'd like to suggest that because it appears that the two original windows possibly still exist and may possibly be repaired, the commission postpone taking action here and ask historic preservation officer to investigate the condition of those. That, given the particular history of this house and so forth, that would seem to me to be a reasonable step here.
Are there other thoughts commissioners would like to express here? If there is no other discussion, I would entertain a motion on the issue. I don't believe you can make...
I can't.
So it has to be a regular commissioner. Commissioner House, would you do so? Would you do us the honor?
I move that the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission postpone decision on the design review at 901 North K Street, pending review by the Historic Preservation Officer of the condition and feasibility potentially of reinstallation of the original windows.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there discussion on the motion?
One thing I might suggest is if the commission has any questions also, we either after I've gotten more information about the sashes or now is to the if there's any sort of information you have about what prompted the window replacement in the first place.
Moisture, air,
curious.
Nothing. You can't keep one of those houses warm. I have two new children. You know, it was a father decision to seal my house up.
That's my only...
Okay.
If there's any discussion on that.
No other discussion? We'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of the motion to defer, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. All right. Motion passes.
So, Mr. Luthenbill, I'll be in contact with you if that's all right when you come out.
I'll leave them on my front porch.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Item 4 is chair comments. I have none at this time. Item 5, or business preservation planning. A is Whitman Elementary nomination. National Registration. National Register nomination, CLG comment. And this is for comment only. The application was in your package, and...
I can just provide a little brief background.
All right, thank you.
It's Whitman Elementary on South 39th Street in the Whitman neighborhood, South End. And this is up for National Register nomination. It's going to be going to the State Advisory Council on Historic Preservation for their review. As part of that process, the federal government requires that the State Historic Preservation Office solicit comments from local jurisdiction if there is a historic commission. And you guys are a historic commission for Tacoma. The way the process works is that if the commission does not act on recommending this or supporting it, it'll still go forward. The only way that one of these in a CLG does not go forward is if the city council of the jurisdiction and the local heritage commission or historic commission both oppose the nomination. That will stop it. But if either group either doesn't comment or supports it, then it will go forward. And so, but just as part of our procedures, you'll see I think the letter, Michael Hauser's letter, the certified local government is required to comment on the nomination. That may be so, but it's not really a requirement. But at any rate, this is presented for your information, and if the commission so chooses, I think that it would be appropriate if the commission's in support of seeing the National Register nomination go forward. This was submitted by the school district, that there's a vote of support, which will allow us to fill out the certified local government paperwork and send it back to Michael Hauser of the state. And that way, the ACHP will know that that Tacoma is supported.
I do a yearly program, a kids program, where it's called Bikes for Books, where I get to go out and buy 25 bikes for the school every year, which is fun, and do the presentation for a literacy program at Whitman. And even though there are additions to the school, you walk in and it just has that smell of like 1950s school. And even it does have a few additions to it, and they have a really, I support it wholeheartedly. It just it reminds me of a lot of the 1950s schools I went to down in the Southwest, like in Phoenix, that were almost the same floor plan as this one. The principal is Eric Konishi, and he's a great guy. There are a few interior remodels, but otherwise, I mean, classroom and arrangement and everything is pretty much intact. Pardon me, that's my little bit. I would recommend that we approve and recommend the nomination to go forward. Okay. We don't need a motion, that's it.
Cool.
All righty.
You are recommended.
All right.
Bear with us. We have additions to the agenda.
Some surprises.
Ruben has two items that he wants to go through. Changes or revisions to the Elks building and a public hearing coming up.
So first, Denise is handing out or passing around a plan set, or not, some elevations and some floor plans of the McMinniman's Elks Lodge. This is currently in plan review. The commission actually saw this renovation back in 2010. And folks have been following the project. I know that that more recently the commission also reviewed the Elks on Broadway parking garage and hotel addition, which is no longer going forward. On the north lot, so the lots that are adjacent to the Elks building. Those plans included the removal of the 1937 addition to the north part of the building, which the commission did approve. Since then, since those plans have fallen through, that 1937 addition, which would be considered a contributing part of the building as a later change, is going to stay, is going to be retained, and it's going to be preserved. So, there's a couple of different things going on here, and the reason why I bring this back to the commission was as a revision. First of all, that addition, which was going to go away, is going to stay. Secondly, there are some changes to it. If you look on the sheet number 2, in the red clouded area around the north wall there, you'll see that it's actually being fenestrated. It's currently a blank concrete wall. And to allow it to be used, it is going to have windows in it. The windows are going to be in a similar pattern or configuration to the remainder of the windows on the Elks building, and they're going to be wood windows. That's what the spec is on them. And because of that addition, the changes to that addition, it also triggers another thing, which is the commission's hasn't conducted a review on this part of the building. The city has downtown design standards, which require certain transparency on both the Commerce and Broadway sides and weather protection. especially with the transparency side of things, that's not going to be compatible with the historic character of the building. I mean, adding a lot more window space. The commission's design review process trumps that land use requirement. However, this particular part of the building will have not been reviewed by the commission. So there's a procedural side there that we do want to have those transparency requirements not apply to this portion of the building. And then the last thing is that because the hotel rooms on that were originally proposed for the Elks on Broadway project to the north are now going to be incorporated within the building, and there is a daylight requirement in the building. There are no changes to the windows on the main temple or any of the openings in the building. However, in the below the parapet inside the roof structure, there will be a light monitor put in to allow for light daylight to get into the building. Those are the changes that have resulted from the changes in the overall project program. And so the reason why I'm walking this on is because those came to light after we had issued this agenda. We are in permitting. And I wanted to give the Landmarks Commission a first chance at this because there's one of two things. Either these can be considered, if the commission considers these minor revisions, that I won't ask the full design team to come down and present these plans to the commission as a revision, especially with the windows on the north wall of the 1937 building. However, if the commission would like to see that or would like to discuss this with the design team, then we'll have the architects from Anchor Moisson come up from Portland. The light monitor itself, when you look at it in elevation, the parapet there, I actually don't know the full dimensions of the parapet, how tall it is. The skylight is not going to be visible from adjacent streets on the building. It will be visible from upslope if you're coming from a couple blocks up. But if you're approaching the building from Broadway or Commerce, it's not going to be something you're going to see. And so, at any rate, I guess I put it to you. I would ask either if the commission wants to, if it pleases the commission, make a motion to approve these changes, and I'll continue to work with land use planning. We'll proceed on this. If the commission would like to have more information or talk to the design team, then we'll go ahead and schedule it for the October 10th meeting.
What are your thoughts?
The Benjamins are one of my clients, so I can't really comment.
You're recusing yourself otherwise. We still have a quorum, so
I think it's great, actually. The windows on the side of the building in particular are going to be a great addition.
Yeah, I don't find that they detract from the overall.
I don't think they detract at all.
I don't think so. Commissioner House, you look very pensive.
I'm also, well, first, I guess I'm very concerned the project is a success and it goes forward and there's no significant impediment in that given the history of the building. And I agree with Commissioner Luce about the windows and the side. I think my pensive concern is about the skylight, and I'm torn because I want to see the building preserved and successfully used. And I understand it's not particularly visible. It's not visible from most primary elevations. I was just remembering back to the Ford building that we did a few years ago when the issue came up with the doghouse for the elevator. And I remember Carolyn Swope, Commissioner Swope's reaction to that. And so I'm hesitant to, I'm not sure where I'm at with this, but I'm not entirely comfortable with the addition on the roof.
Well, I'm just puzzled why they chose that form. I mean, they could have done like a barrel vault form and virtually hide it behind the parapet, which would be easier. You'd have a lower curb.
Is it to gain more light?
No.
No.
I thought, I could be wrong about this. Just talking with the project architect on it, it's canted to, I think, maximize the southern surface area, is what the
right.
But you would need a lower slope than they've shown, and you're not
not going to change the amount of light that gets in there. It's
right.
going to mount because it's all going to be limited to the size of the vertical shaft opening anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's there's I've been in that attic space and there's approximately 8 feet where the vertical transition from the roof surface down to the ceiling.
And
the,
so it's diffused anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Right.
It's
more about the size of the vertical shaft going down. Than
yeah, it is, actually,
glass.
Because it just reflects off the inner side of the well.
Yeah, because those are big steel trusses that span that the old granite ballroom up top, and they're spaced out at 20 feet on center or something
right.
in effect. So there, I mean, you can walk around up in that space. There's a lot of volume up in that roof. So they could go with an essentially flat or half and 12 slope with a minimum curb height.
Correct.
Just for flashing purposes.
Yeah.
And easily hide that behind that parapet.
Because that's probably at least 30 inches, but probably closer to a 3 foot parapet.
Yeah, and I mean, because that roof, it does pitch up in the middle. I mean, at the ridge point versus the parapet, it's probably, who knows, 18 inches
right.
or something like that. But in any case, you could go with a 12-inch or 15-inch curb with the skylight essentially flat over the top of it.
Right.
Or do a ridged skylight so it slows, because all you can do is drain the thing.
They have a SketchUp model. What they have, there's a download that you can do the light study with that plugs right into SketchUp.
Oh, yeah.
That tells you what it's going to look like on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, for what they're looking at, they're not increasing their surface.
No, not at all.
Of capturing. They
right.
by more than maybe 5 or 10% than they would if it was essentially flat.
Yeah.
I guess that would be my recommendation is that we have them just flatten that out. And use a minimum curb height to get their
okay.
Get their
we've
flashes.
Discussed the windows on the north side of the addition. We've discussed the skylight. Is the third issue the weather protection?
If the commission is comfortable with the changes to the annex, then the weather protection will be a moot point. Because the standards, the exemption to the standards basically says that if the building is going through historic review with the commission being evaluated against the Secretary of the Interior standards, that process trumps the downtown design standards process. So if the commission is fine with the changes to the North Annex and wants to approve that, what I'll probably do is I'll need to talk to land use a little more about the light monitor, but in terms of the
formally, it doesn't. Why they chose it does not fit with the building.
Well, and if they're implementing it, shouldn't be. I can't think of any code related issue that would require them to slope it that way.
No, there isn't.
They need to have a minimum drainage off of it,
right?
But it doesn't need to be sloped that much of a slope. There shouldn't be any code land use requirement.
It's right. the sloped glass and. Skylights are the same thing as far as the code is. Yeah.
And
they may have been trying to use sloped glass, which would be a little more historically
right.
appropriate versus kind of a flat skylight.
Yeah.
But if they flatten it out, you won't see it, and then it doesn't really matter.
And
it does seem to be a really, just looking at we're looking at a line drawing, it's a profoundly horizontal building. With the triangle at the top,
right.
although again, that triangle isn't necessarily going to be visible in many locations, but all the lines run from side to side for the most part.
Ruben, are you looking for a motion to approve, or?
Well, the design standards thing, I kind of think of that piece of being more procedural, but if the commission a motion to approve the changes to the North Annex as part of the project, that would allow me to tell the land use planner that you go ahead and waive the design standards. So
can we do this for me? Can we do exactly what you said about the annex and then the skylight? Push that to administrative review and have you do that under the recommendation of lowering that slope?
If, I guess, to, I could. The one thing that I guess I would say is I'd like some fairly specific you know, parameters for that. Like, if the commission either want, I mean, if the commission says, well, if you can get it to the parapet line, for instance, you know, and then we don't need to see an administrator that can take care of that, or else, if not, then we'd like to come to the October 10th meeting, for instance. That makes sense. I mean, because the...
Yeah, as far as crafting them.
Well, yeah.
The motion to give you clearer direction.
Well, yeah, I guess I just, you know, I hear from the... And what I'm hearing from the commission is I guess, two concerns, visibility and asymmetry, probably.
Right.
And so... so if the recommendation from the commission would be to lower it, is it lowering it by some degrees, or is it just getting below that line on the elevation?
I don't have any problem with the height necessarily. It's the formal. If you're going to see this from any place, it just.
Okay.
I mean, this is a very formal building. It's if I'm right. It's got bilateral symmetry in two directions, in both directions. Is that right?
So,
with the exception of the north facade, yeah, it is. So that's what you would expect for all other appurtenances on it.
So if I mean, just for discussion's sake, then
you could do a ridged skylight.
If I responded to the commission or responded to the architects and said that. It is possible to have that, you know, be symmetrical.
Or a hip.
A hip,
symmetrical. A hip would be historically correct as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, just whatever the commission thinks. If that would be the guidance I get, I'd be comfortable with that. If the commission wants it actually back and wants to know more, you know, more about the reasoning behind it, or if I... I guess if I were to make a recommendation to the project architect suggesting that revision, and then if for some reason that just does not work for them, then they can provide more information to the commission, I guess, is how I see that working out.
Okay. That's...
But it's up, I mean, whatever.
Well, yeah, and it seems, I guess my point on it would be that it seems like a relatively easy and small change for them to make. And just looking at it, I mean, if the drawings are... accurate, the lowest point on that sloping skylight is below the view line of the parapet, and so if they went flat, the whole thing would be below, but then if they decided to go, you know, flat or a quarter inch or half inch tall slope on it, it would still probably be below the bridge, the parapet line.
Or at least reduced.
Excuse me.
Or at least reduced in overall.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you would. I mean, just based on how that slope, where the slope crosses, kind of the elevation lines of that, it's only about just barely past halfway across the width of that. So that thing sits. The bottom end of that thing is sitting down below the parapet line, but, you know, not a huge distance, but enough, I think.
Yeah.
And if you could flatten it out to that respect, or kind of as a second option, use a more historically appropriate shape for that thing, whether it be hip or ridged or something.
I am. It might be the only non-architect in the room, but what is, like, hipped or ridged? Or
basically, the building itself is hipped.
Yeah,
hipped. You've got the hips on
it. If you're looking at it in plan,
it would have a ridge and it hips off of the edges. And yet
it slopes this way, and it slopes this way. But this is the ridge. This is the top. Peak and yeah.
and there are numerous manufacturers that will make those.
I would like that better. Yeah.
So, Mark, can I ask you a question as an architect? So, this window is not an issue. Tell me that window is not an issue.
yeah, I know. Well, what they did is they took the window that's on the front here and tried to replicate it. Is what they did.
Okay, so that's.
They're casement windows. They took the window not of the original, but they took it what was on the front of the addition, and then just found a modern equivalent of that, and then just copied all the way around. And
just Marshall, are you talking the alignment of that.
Yeah, the alignment.
Of that one window.
Well, one window. Yeah, you know, like when I come down Stadium Way and stop there, I'm going to look across there and go like, what's that window?
Yeah, I know.
And, you know,
it looks
in all
like,
honesty, it looks like it could on their floor plan because it's the fourth floor, this window on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
And as compared to kind of the third floor and second floor, it looks like it could be in all of them.
That's the main.
It's on the fourth floor.
They're kind of out of order.
They are out of order.
They were out of order. I apologize.
That's okay. But come back. This is the fourth. Third floor is here.
That basically it appears that the wall between those two rooms aligns, and they've just got the window on the fourth floor pushed over further. It looks to me like they can pull it right into the line.
Because I noticed that too, and it was kind of an awkward fenestration.
I was assuming that there was some structural reason for it, but
from a structural perspective, I would rather have them aligned. Anyway.
Right. And unfortunately, the grid line, which is usually a structural line, goes right through the window, that window on the fourth floor.
But
that's the original structure on the building. That's not the...
But that exterior, that stuff through there is just a... hand joist that goes into that exterior concrete.
Well,
it expands north to south on that
one. I can also ask them the reasoning behind it. I'm assuming there's a reason for why it would be located where it is. I think that there's a difference between the third floor and the ones below it. But I can pass that question along as well. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And that's one of the things. I thought that before I asked them to provide additional information or come back down, because this was in such a hurry, that I would just bring this to the commission's attention and then see what the discussion was. I apologize. I don't have all the information. At the same time, I thought that this would be a good way to find out if we need more information. So.
I guess these things seem like they're relatively minor, and in fairness to them, I hate to bring them all up in Portland for something that's minor.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think they can just slide that over.
Yeah, that's not
a
problem.
It doesn't look like it.
And
there shouldn't be any code-related issue that would, from occupancy or fire or anything else that would preclude that from happening. I have a feeling they just got it.
Well, if they were going to move one, look what they did in the center where they... across the wall to the mountain.
Right. And they created that rhythm on the outside. I think they just have that. If I had to guess, it's just mislocated in like a model or a plan or something.
Right.
They don't necessarily even realize that it's not a wall. But that's speculation.
I had a professor, and you probably had him too. Did you have Folke Kneiper?
No, but I knew
him. His architectural projects always looked like that, where the fence, you'd look at them, and even some of his buildings in Seattle, you drive by, and the windows on them just sort of happen where they happen, and you just get used to looking at them. But it's a formalist sort of composition, and you were absolutely right, it should be aligned.
I guess without taking action, can we send you back for them those particular information, and then maybe we have them just kind of submit this package again with those revisions rather than having to make a formal presentation.
If that would, I can go ahead, and what I'll do is I'll take these comments. I'll talk to the project team up there, and. If for instance, this window has actually just, been mislocated, we don't know why that's there.
Well, there's no reason in plan for it to be mislocated.
Yeah.
And so then I guess that's easily taken care of. For the skylight, I'll just provide that commission feedback, and then, I'll bring back whatever if they want. If they can change it, and they're willing to make a change. I can bring that to the 10th meeting if they want to have further discussion with the commission. We can do that too.
Do you need a motion on the annex overall so they can get the?
Well, tell you what. I guess maybe just for the land use permitting processes, if I could even just have a finding from the commission that the downtown design standards, should not be applied. This is a historic rehab undergoing a Secretary of the Interior standards review. I mean, that would be good enough for me. I can take that to land use, and then the rest of it we'll work out on the details. It's fine with me. The land use that'll allow the land use review to sort of conclude itself, and then anything else. It's in permitting. I don't think this is going to cause a major delay or anything like that. So, and then I can provide that feedback, and we can decide what the best next steps are.
Well, they can't. Procedurally, they can't pull a permit until they have final layout from us anyway, right?
Well, yeah. And,
we can work out the details. How long ago did they submit?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure. But there's been many revisions.
Okay.
Because of the program changes to the building. It's been kind of a complicated project. There's also, there are other things, permit-related. It's not just the Landmarks Commission. There are other things in review. So.
Yeah, sure. There always are.
And so, but my understanding, talking to our city staff, I don't think that that reviewing these items is going to take a cause a major delay, from what I know. When I talked to George Signori from Ankrum Moisson, he was perfectly happy with if they need to provide further information, they can. So what I'm going to tell them, I guess, is that the symmetry of the skylight's a concern, and so there's a discussion of ridge skylight, hip form, or else reducing its visibility, bringing it down. Those are the, I think, from what I'm hearing anyways from the commission, that if those, any of those things are met, then there's no issue. And then the only other thing is why that window is where it is.
Yeah, just align with that one.
And if there's no reason for it, then I guess that's easy. If there's a reason that's critical, they'll tell me, I guess. So.
Yeah. So you don't need formal action from us tonight?
Just for land use?
I feel like I got something accomplished.
Okay, all right. Do you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I will move that we, the Landmarks Preservation Commission, approve the modifications deferring the window fenestration for future review to the annex of the Expo.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Wouldn't you also want to include in there a review of this of the skylight?
I would.
The motion was actually only for the annex.
Oh, for oh.
Right.
Specifically for the annex.
Is there any other discussion? We'll proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. All right. Is that vanquished enough for you?
That works for me.
Okay.
And then I will provide that feedback, and then I'll bring whatever I get back on the 10th.
For that skylight and that window.
Yeah. If it can, so.
Yeah, I guess if they have something that can't be changed for a good reason, then they can tell us why.
I guess just because we discussed it, I'll just ask again, because what I'm going to tell them is either make it a bilaterally symmetrical architecturally form on the roof, or get it below the parapet line. I guess my other question to the commission then is if those either of those conditions I meant, does the commission want to actually see it on their agenda? or if they say go for it, then we'll say good, we're done. And
well, if in good faith you will pass on our comments, we will allow you administrative approval.
Is that,
yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Okay, for the record, kind of a motion then.
I will move to pass to administrative review the skylight, taking into account commission's comments, and the fenestration arrangement on the north side of the annex, also to administrative review.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'm assuming there's no discussion. Proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. All right.
Thank you.
Does that work? Does
that
work
for
you?
That
okay,
works
all right. Want to keep the preservation officer happy. So. Public hearing.
Yeah, so the last thing I just wanted to let, I'm going to ask you guys for something again. And this is just a procedural motion. Every year, the commission updates its bylaws and design guidelines at its last meeting of the year, which will be December 12th. Prior to that, those changes are reviewed, or public comment is accepted at a hearing in the November meeting. We only have one meeting in each of November and December every year. So it's on the commission's master calendar. What I forgot to do and what I didn't ask the commission to do at our last meeting was to go ahead and authorize me to put out a hearing date announcement for that, which would be November 14th. The reason why I'm asking now and not like waiting until October 10th is because on October 18th, we are having a public information session regarding the changes to the design guidelines for the North Slope and the Wedge. What I'd like to do for the sake of economy is I'd like to announce both the public information session and the public hearing date on the same flyer, and I'd really rather not publish that until I've told you guys or asked you guys to just formally authorize that hearing date for the 14th. There are a couple of changes that we've discussed along the year for the bylaws, and I'm sure there's going to be time to add to that hopper. We're not going to have a final, draft package quite ready, until closer to the date. But I just like to be able to send out that announcement. And so I'm asking to set a hearing date for the annual updates or amendments for November 14th. And I think I sent a note out earlier, just note for your calendars that, and October 18th is an information session for the North Slope Design and Wedge Design Guidelines.
Okay, thank you very much.
We need a motion, don't we?
Sure.
The hearing?
Please.
So moved.
So moved. All right. Is there a second? Do we have a motion and a second? Assuming no
second.
Discussion? Okay, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. All right.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All right. We are at the end of our little conclave, and are there any announcements or anything anyone would like to discuss before our adjournment?
I can either ask or later the 933 Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious offhand, what is that building?
It's just up the street. It has all the signs on the front of it. It's the Tacoma Comedy Club right now.
Oh, okay.
That building was put on the register right when I was transitioning from the previous historic preservation officer, and there was a rehabilitation that was planned for it. It didn't quite execute as it was planned for a number of reasons, I think. So the owner had approached us about the sign package and some other related work on there. There's been some non-permitted activity on the building too. And sort of at this was kind of from a staff position, knowing the history of the property when it was put on the historic register. I raised the question of whether or not the building actually belongs in the historic register. And so that's something that that I asked, I think, the Architectural Review Committee at one of our meetings several weeks ago, but I haven't had time to address that issue because I was going to present that to the commission as a sort of a staff initiated consideration. And so, anyways, I've been putting it on the pending list for a while now. I just haven't gotten to the point of being able to do a good analysis on it for you.
Any other comments or questions? Commissioner Ray?
On the Prairie Line Trail Steering Commission, there's going to be a meeting with the Northern Pacific Railroad Historical Association coming up, I believe, next week. If there's anybody from the commission interested in doing a field walk with the members of that historic society, I can send out information on that. But I know that they were interested in feedback or attendance from members of this commission on that.
I'd be interested if you could send me I'll
do
application. Any other announcements or comments? Hearing none, we adjourn.
So there is some language. Can I apologize for what you told me?